Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
Do a lot of giving right here because I broke my promise. I said I would give away Zach Brown tickets. So let me do that right now. If you want to go to Zach Brown Band the night before at the BB&T Center on February 1st, call us up right now, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Call number three will get themselves a pair of tickets to see Zach Brown Band at the BB&T Center. A great show put on by Radio.com and Kiss Country 99.9. But right now, it is your chance to win $1,000. Your word is bike, as you can tell by the song. Bike. B-I-K-E. Bike. Text bike to 72881 and you are registered. That's bike. Text that to 72881.
Make me a bicycle clown!
I'm not a clown, man.
You are a clown.
You'll have another chance to win at the top of next hour. Ira Windeman's going to join us at 9 o'clock today. We'll get his thoughts on the heat. And all that.
We can ask him the basic question. He would have an answer for that.
For what?
If you bring Ed Reed in, are you asking for more problems or are you fixing problems?
Do you want to ask Ira Windeman if Ed Reed fixes the problems?
Right. Okay. Like, it's like that with anything. Certain people you bring around the organization that they automatically go to, even though they don't have a say-so on what the problems are.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends. You might be right because that it causes a problem with the Canes because it's been a bleep show lately. But maybe it's more important getting Ed Reed in the fold because he could fix things. You ever think about that?
What is he – like you have – keep in mind, most of the people that are coaching on the staff, it's their livelihood, mm-hmm. right? And what you're basically saying to those guys is, y'all don't know how to do your job. So I'm going to bring a guy who's never coached to help you.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm bringing some bum.
No, I'm not saying – no, you're confusing what I'm saying. At no point in time do I think Ed Reed is a bum.
Mm-hmm.
But understand what you're saying. You're saying I'm going to bring a – this is your livelihood. This is what you've been doing most of your life. This is your profession.
Right.
Okay. But I'm going to bring a guy in to help you that's never coached.
Yeah, but what if you've been bad at your profession?
Then you shouldn't have the job. That's another discussion.
I can tell you as a Canes fan, though, like if I had the chance to know that my program was going to be under the watchful eye of Ed Reed, I'd prefer that because I don't have much faith in the coach. It's at a very small level right now.
Then you shouldn't have brought him back.
But you did. Like
then let him do his job. Like, if then let him do his job.
Yeah, but you did, and he was 6-7, and he lost.
Then let him. Then let him do his job. That's 1 year. That's 1 year. Do you think?
Okay, so how many years?
Let me ask you a question.
How many years?
Look, if you don't see, if you don't see a good bit of improvement, not with just how the guys are playing, okay? Because there was a lot of moments last year where coaching could have got him out of a lot of spots.
Uh huh.
Now, if there's no improvement this year, then fine. We can have that discussion. But what you're telling me is that by you coming in and saying if you fired Manny after 6-7, you're saying that the last coach was bad too, because that's only a one game difference in the coach that you liked.
Well, they kind of did say that the last coach, like they kind of forced him on the way out, dude.
Okay.
They did do that. Like
do you think you have to give I feel like Leroy's attitude towards former players being coaches might be part of the reason we don't have more coaches of color. One of the reasons why is, I'm going to tell you honestly, jackass, okay? One of the reasons why is we spent so much time around football when we played that nobody, after you make all that money, wants to spend that time coaching. So that's why a lot of times you have guys who are very knowledgeable about football but don't want to put the time in, because when you're done with football, the one thing you don't regret giving up is all the time that you had to sacrifice. That's why. So stop with your nonsense.
Yeah, but it's like Dwayne Wade. Like, Dwayne Wade's going to, you know, he's going to get tired of doing the whole Hollywood thing, and then he's going to want to
okay.
come back and run.
Okay, but again, one of the reasons why Dan doesn't have a job with the organization, because he can come and go when he pleases.
No. A job with
it's
the organization.
It's on his terms. When you get hired, it becomes on the job requirements terms. It's a big difference. I'm telling you guys.
I can vibe with that. That's like me going out to like all the Heat games. Like, I don't have to do it, but I like doing it. And
right.
I do it on my terms. If I don't feel like going, I don't feel like going.
Right. I'm telling you, like, you don't discredit the time thing. Man, you sacrifice so much of your time. Right? One of the reasons why guys don't want, some guys are fine with it. Some guys are cool with that time.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So the Heat, they won yesterday. Survived in overtime again.
Survive.
It's a win. It's a win. Move on.
Move on.
If you don't talk about how you win. Are there some things you need to do to get the, like, third quarter has made its ugly return? Yes.
Oh, that was the turdiest.
But you gotta win. You fought, like, how many people give up two double digit leads in one game? Like, that game must have lasted a day and a half that you could afford giving up. 2 10 points?
I did walk out of that building last night. I was like, "Oh, it's pretty late."
Right. You gave up two, a 17-point lead. No.
It was 19 point lead,
and then a 10-point lead, what, in the fourth quarter,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
And the Heat will be back in action tomorrow night against the Clippers. That would be an 8 o'clock game. And by the way, the Clippers, they played last night, in case everyone's wondering about, is Kawhi going to play or not? They rested everybody yesterday.
They rested against Atlanta. Yeah, they're coming. They're coming from – well, it's a national TV game too, right?
Yeah, they kind of have to play, guys. Yeah. I mean, Paul George, he might be injured. He hasn't played in a while.
Yeah,
but
Paul George has been out, but Kawhi's going to play. Do you think listen, ladies.
He's in South Beach.
I need, once again – all of our Instagram ass models to form together. Astron, go find Kawhi Leonard and show him a good time. Let's. I'm sure he's a real hoot at the clubs. Do you think that Kawhi sits in the VIP?
Huh?
You think Kawhi sits in the VIP, or does he go to like Johnny Rockets? Like, what does he do for fun?
No, he's. He goes to clubs.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he'll go. Like, one of the things about Kawhi, it seems like he's, you know, he got his stuff together. He probably might not go when he's here, but he'd come back down to Florida and.
He's going to be there. It's going to be Kawhi and the Canes quarterbacks all in one VIP section.
Right.
Yes.
He thinks they're laughing with him, and they're probably all looking at each other. Like, do you hear this? You hear him laugh? Have you ever heard him laugh before? First time.
I'm a fun guy.
I think it's kind of ridiculous.
You think that Alonzo Mourning and Kawhi Leonard will get together and tell a couple of knock-knock jokes?
Uh-huh. You guys don't know me, you know, but I have an amazing sense of humor, you know. Just don't see that side of me too often. So.
I'm a fun guy, Alonzo. Yeah, so he's in town on that national TV. Yeah, they're gonna play, right? Like
they also sat. They sat Beverly too, I believe. They sat like literally everybody.
Beverly's coming for blood. He loves revenge games against the Heat. He loves it. He'll be giving middle fingers to Riley as he trots down the floor. All about it.
Yeah,
right, I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a fun game tomorrow night for sure.
Yeah, I'm just checking the box score, see who played for the Clippers yesterday. Just want to confirm. But I know Paul George. We know Kawhi didn't play. And yeah, I don't see Beverly. He did not play yesterday either. Like, basically, the only guy who basically really played was Lou Williams.
Yeah, that's all he does. Lou Williams, go get. Now, does Lou Williams in a game where they all sit? Does he still come off the bench?
No, apparently he started. He started yesterday.
Oh, all right. Branching out. Good for Lou Williams.
Yeah, their starting lineup was Mo Harkless, Zubach.
Also, oh, remember Mo Harkless?
Well, yeah,
time with the Heat. Who could forget?
Lou Williams. This is Terrence Mann from Florida State. And Landry Shamet. That was your starting lineup for the Clippers yesterday at Atlanta.
All right.
Total dive.
Somebody said,
"Oh, Magruder. Magruder's going to be back in the building."
Hey, Los Angeles has two or three Astrons working that team already.
Nah. You know, they got different laws in California. Astron down in Miami's different.
Yeah, it's different.
I'm just telling you.
Oh yeah.
So, ladies, do your thing. Go find fun guy. What else we got, Robbie?
So yeah, that was the Heat won yesterday. They got the Clippers tomorrow night. But Dwayne Wade, apparently he's going to be doing the TNT broadcast soon.
Yes.
He apparently speaking to reporters on a conference call, and he said Jimmy Butler is the right kind of crazy for Miami.
Yeah, well, he's right. I mean, he's a little crazy. Can I get last night a couple of clips, Robbie? Can I get Bam Adebayo? Him and Jimmy got mixed up and kind of tied up at the end of that game and regulation. Bam ended up not being able to, kind of just threw up a clunker. And so Bam was explaining what he thought was going on in the late game situation. Here's Bam.
Jimmy got in my way in the game decision bucket. But, you know, we discussed that other times. I love to go left. He loves to go right. And it was a miscommunication. But I don't know. You know, I feel like we really kick into another gear when it's overtime. You know, I feel like we should have got it done in regular, but we got it done in overtime. So I'm happy that we're under. Huh?
Kid's all-star.
I'm glad we got it done in OT.
So they got it done in OT. So then we asked Jimmy Butler about the little mix-up. And this was Jimmy Buckets.
That little end exchange where you and Bam kind of got mixed up there. What were you seeing on that play? He said you messed him up on the direction that he knew he was supposed to go.
Shit, I went f***ing right.
No, that just shows you.
Hey, what do you guys think is going to happen?
Sorry.
Huh?
I don't know why they always cursing me, man.
No, it's not them. You guys don't understand Tobin, right? He starts the interview, and we look at each other. He goes, ooh, this guy's a cursor. I love it. When you go into a – like, come on.
He was just ending it. It was about to be over, and there was no cursing.
Ben Askren, Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah. Leroy.
Tarver.
Tarver.
Daniel Cormier.
The nicest guy in the world. Tobin got him the cursor.
Oh, how about this guy?
Jim Ross.
Professional.
I like to think of it like people are just loose around me, man. I don't know what to tell you.
That's where you're going?
Yeah. You know?
I had to be great.
Listen. I don't think I got Myers Leonard to curse. Just give me time, though. That's all I need. What else we got, Robbie?
And so Antonio Brown, apparently, there's a warrant out for his arrest. The story keeps going on.
Yeah, not great, Bob.
You know what he needs to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Playing football. That keeps you out of a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And people don't. People don't realize that you're so used to not having free time. You get free time, you don't know how to act.
He hasn't been known how to act for a while without football.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, look. He went from hard worker to diva in lickety split, right?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Like, I hate when things like this happen because most people say he's a cool dude, but he's a cool dude because he was your teammate. You don't necessarily really know the person that he is. And he's got some things he got to improve on in life, and maybe that'll help him get his career back in order.
We'll be back with more after this.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
I'm sure that's what Bradley Beal was thinking. There must be some kind of way out of here, because he's stuck with the Wizards, man. Even though he balled out. Balled out yesterday, putting up 38 points. He wasn't didn't really do well from three until, I think he didn't make a three until overtime. But he was a 1-6 from three, I believe. But he played, and the Wizards, I'm gonna tell you what, this Heat team, it's been a fun season, but these big leads evaporate like it's nothing. 19-point lead, like it didn't even take the Wizards a whole half to get it. They got that in like 4 minutes. They got that lead down. And it happened in Oklahoma City. The Heat were up by like 21 points in the fourth quarter. And next thing you know, it's a stressful game. It's like a 7-point game. And, you know, you can't take it back. You can never rest and relax with this Heat team. I feel like, you know, that third quarter kind of says everything, you know. Big lead, kind of dragging through the mud, relax a little bit. It's natural. Even Ron Rossi was worried about that at halftime. He's like, I'm worried that they're going to relax, man. If we relax, they're going to come back. And he gave us the warning. And sure enough, the Wizards came back and made it a game. It's always been a theme with the Heat. Feels like late in the games, the ball gets stuck. They're just trying to run out the clock. And they start letting up threes. And this zone defense, I'll tell you what, the two things the zone defense does, it yields three-point shots and it yields offensive rebounds, which the Heat, I mean, they go through some stretches where it seems like they can't get a defensive rebound. It's just offensive rebound after another. Feels like it's either going to be a made basket or it's going to be an offensive rebound and then a further made basket. That's why these scores have been getting so high. But they got a big game tomorrow night at the Clippers. And I feel like it's the trend for the Heat this year. Bet the Heat in the first half, folks. Whatever the spread is, bet the Heat in the first half. And if the lead gets so big, wait for that second half line to drop, and boom, throw a little bet on the second half, like I did yesterday with the Wizards. I definitely took it was +1 Wizards in the second half, or you could have taken the Wizards on the money line at +105. And at one point, I was starting to regret my bet, even though my bet was going to win. I'm like, man, I should have taken them live to win the game outright. It would have been paid a lot more than +105. But you get what I mean. Yeah, it's been a thing. It happened. Oh, I did the same thing against Oklahoma City. I believe the Heat were up by double digits at halftime. And then the second half line came out, Oklahoma City -3.5 for the second half. And at one point, I'm like, ooh, that bet's not looking good. Then the lead got bigger for the Heat. Got up to 21 points. And the next thing you know, Oklahoma City comes back and makes it a game. And the Heat, they cover the second half spread.
Hey, man. Got caught up in the sales department.
Oh.
Chatting my ear off.
Oh, geez.
It's a far walk. Anyway,
I was just talking about how the betting trend is you bet the Heat in the first half, and then when they have this big, giant lead, wait for the second half line to drop, and then bet the opponent in the second half, which is...
Yeah, Dexter is right. Somebody texted in that today is the 3-year anniversary of the Dion Waiters shot against the Warriors.
Oh.
I saw that in my Facebook memories. Man, what a time. What a time to be alive to be a Dion Waiters fan. Back in the day when he was hitting shots against the Warriors, and he was standing center court with his arms crossed. We were all like Waiters Island, and those were the days. Those were the days of Dion Waiters. I tell you, now it's that guy. Now it's bad. It's Dion Waiters. He's just
Bleach.
I do like the fact that Dion Waiters is behind Baby Goat, though. I appreciate that. You know, like he may not listen. He's Dion at this point. He can't be a towel waiver. He's not gonna go on the bench and he's gonna pretend that he's happy to be on the bench. I respect it. But you can tell, at least if he's being nice to the rookies. Because remember, don't forget back with the Instagram stuff where he LOL'd the idea of Tyler Hero being better than him. Now Tyler Hero's breaking three-point records for rookies in franchise history. So that's cool. You know, at least it's not like an all-outcast with the guys. You know what I'm talking about, Leroy? But man, 3 years ago today, hitting that Warrior shot. Woo! Mm-hmm. Center court.
So that means we're a couple days away from the anniversary of that net shot that he hit.
Yep, when he was doing the lean back on it. Yep. Waiters Island, man. Crazy.
And then a couple weeks later, that Cavs shot where he banked it in against the Cavs and get the secure win against the Cavs. Speaking back on LeBron.
Speaking of LeBron, this was weird. So this is just a new level of pathetic for New York and really the Knicks. So everybody knows LeBron basically had a rift with the New York Knicks, especially when Phil Jackson was running things and he referred to LeBron's friends as a posse. But, you know, they've been desperate for LeBron since the days of giving him a standing ovation when he was the Cavs, and then he spurned them for the Heat. And everybody, part of the reason everybody in the media was so upset, quite frankly, is because they all wanted him to go to the Mecca, bro. They wanted him to go to the Mecca, and he went to Miami.
He can't handle the Mecca, bro.
He can't handle the Mecca, bro. I remember they photoshopped him as a chicken the first game back into New York. Like, bro, what is this, Rocky 2 with Apollo Creed making Rocky a chicken? Get the hell out of here. But yesterday, somebody asked LeBron, Leroy, something very weird en route to get him to the New York Knicks.
If your son gets drafted by the Knicks one day, will you consider playing with him here?
Man, my son in the ninth grade, man. I'm trying to worry about what project you got to turn in tomorrow. That's what we worried about right now, you know, and that's what's most important. School, home, and being the best big brother he can be, so.
And also, no. Feels like LeBron as a dad is going to pull a power move and be like, not the Knicks. Never. Not the Knicks. Won't happen.
He'll do, since in honor of Eli Manning retired, Eli Manning, he forced his way out of the Chargers. He could do the same thing with his son.
I don't know who that individual is, but imagine how pathetic you must be as a Knicks fan or supporter, where you're like, well, LeBron, if we get your offspring, well, then you consider playing with us? Oh. Like, what happened to Bully? We're taking your cookies. The Mecca, bro. Now you're coming hat in hand to LeBron James. So his son is in
ninth grade.
His son is in ninth grade, so that makes his son 15. So his son, let's say the one and done is waived. So he's got 3 more years of school after this. So LeBron will be what, 40 at that point? I mean, you're sitting here begging 40-year-old LeBron James to come to the Mecca, bro. You know what? That's when you deserve LeBron James, quite frankly, New York. That's when you deserve LeBron James, when he is 40 and he's you know, probably won his third championship with another team, and you get on the back end LeBron James, who's literally just there to hang out with his son. That's what you deserve. Reap what you sow. What a franchise. What a franchise that just continues to embarrass itself left. LeBron, will you please, if your son ends up getting drafted, would you please come and play with him, please? Ugh. Get a hold of yourself. What's going on there, Leroy?
If your son gets drafted by the Knicks one day, will you consider playing with him here?
Please, LeBron, if by some chance...
That's just a dumb question.
If your ping pong... I know your son can't even legally drive yet, but...
Drive?
He's 15.
I mean, he's years away from driving.
He can get it restricted, I think.
No,
you
could drive at 16 in Florida still, right?
I believe so.
Yeah,
you get it restricted at 15.
I got my permit at 15.
I got my learner's permit at 14.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Did you lie?
No. That's
you're allowed in New Orleans?
Man, it's you close to the country.
That's right. I was driving a tractor by the time I was 8 years old. Go Tiger.
All right. So there's another piece of interesting news I want to get to. So we're all waiting for this coward to come out from hiding and say why he didn't vote for Derek Jeter.
But you don't know who it is yet?
Nope, we don't.
All right.
But we may never know, because one person is on the hunt in particular. A fellow former athlete has decided to come out in Derek Jeter's defense.
Please don't tell me.
And find out.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, I just finished playing golf. And you know what? I don't normally bet, but I love Patrick Mahomes. You guys saw me on Halloween. I was my homie. But I got to bet my 49ers, especially now if I can get 2 points. I'm taking the Niners. Just got off the golf course and heard something I couldn't believe. Who wouldn't vote for Derek Jeter for Baseball Hall of Fame? This man has been a credit to the game. He's been a credit to sports. He's had a hell of a career. I mean, seriously, take that guy's vote away from him. He should never be able to vote again. He's probably from Boston, but even Boston people appreciate good baseball. I'm just saying, get rid of that guy. Take care.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
One of the biggest problems we have in life.
Oh, boy.
Unaware.
Is unawareness.
Oh, boy.
Like, we all hear people say things, and they could have a legitimate, you know, argument.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not the elephant in the room, or the goat.
Oh no!
You see what I'm saying?
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Juice. Should have just stopped at taking your 49ers, man. Or even you were fine
No.
It was
fine
with the Derek.
I don't even acknowledge OJ playing for San Francisco.
I was my homie.
I don't even acknowledge.
You don't?
No.
Not your OJ?
No.
Get rid of that guy.
But think about it. He was an awesome running back, but he was the first running back to run for 2,000 yards. Right? Wow. They have taken memes to the next level, huh?
It's OJ. It says, quote, OJ, get rid of that guy.
And get rid of that guy.
It says the guy, and then it's the Key and Peele sweating.
Get rid of that guy.
I don't know. Does it matter?
Does what matter?
That he was unanimous.
You Jeter?
Yeah. Because here's my argument. Like, I'm a firm believer it doesn't matter. You either in or you're not.
Right.
Okay? If one vote had kept him out, then, okay, we have a different discussion. But I will say this. You're saying, right, that of all the people elected into the Hall of Fame throughout the history of baseball, right?
Yeah.
That Jeter was better than all of them.
No.
Because he would be the... Okay.
No, but what I'm saying, but here,
you understand what I'm saying?
But just because something's continued to be done doesn't mean that it's right. It's still stupid. And
Not saying that.
No.
I'm just saying.
But this is what I think. Okay, mm-hmm. We finally got to the point where, first of all, nobody voted Ken Griffey's dumb.
Right.
And then the idea that, okay, it's never been done. So at least people are like, oh, we had a reason.
Then why wasn't it two people?
What do you mean?
You understand what I'm saying? Like, here. If you want to know who did it, go check out all the other times. Because I'm having a hard time.
I think Griffey was off three ballots.
I'm going to have a hard time believing that it was a different one person each time. Or a different. You understand what I'm saying?
You always think it's the same guy?
Yes!
Just being a jerk?
Yes!
That's funny.
Well, of all the voters, about that.
Okay, but like, so with that being said, they finally got to the point where, all right, Mariano finally got to be unanimous. They let somebody in unanimous. And I was hoping that we were at the point where, good, we've learned our lesson with the stupid statements with the ballot.
But how does it matter?
Because it's stupid to begin with that they were leaving people off ballots.
Like, I think personally, once they count and get over 70, we got to have 75%?
Yes.
Throw the rest of the ballots away.
Well, I mean, but
does it matter? Look,
because
if
other ballots vote for other people,
if you're, I know you have to check for other people, but I'm saying once you get to that percentage for a Hall of Famer and determine he's in, what does it matter how many?
Well, it's the only Hall of Fame where you hear about percentage and all that stuff.
Correct.
Like, you don't hear about the NFL. NFL's in a room where everybody just goes. It's like it sounds like some sorcery that's going on.
Kind of like they do the college football.
Yeah, John Clayton's there. He's got a top hat on. He's figuring it all out.
Hear he.
Yeah, basketball. See, I kind of, you know what, to be honest with you, I know a lot of people mock the Basketball Hall of Fame. I like the Basketball Hall of Fame. You know why? It's kind of just like, I like that guy. Put him in the Hall of Fame. They're just here for a good time. And that's what I'm here for when it comes to a Hall of Fame. I'm here for a good time. I'm not here for, hey, Larry Walker gets in the Hall of Fame, but Barry Bonds doesn't. Like,
if you're in, you're in. The numbers in which you got in does not matter. They don't say, Derek Jeter, Hall of Famer, missed by one vote.
Well, I think it does make a difference as far as to how many years you have to wait. Like, first ballot Hall of Famer is for first ballot Hall of Famer. But, like, if you have to wait multiple years.
Okay, that, right.
Yeah.
Right, no, but this is the first ballot.
Yeah. For
Jeter.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, all the reasoning behind it, whatever it is dumb. Like, whatever reason that guy has to not vote for Derek Jeter is a stupid reason.
Okay, but guess what? Look at baseball, man. Look at baseball. If you watch a baseball game, if you watch a baseball season, there's not a point when we go through the season and go, that's just dumb. Well, what are they doing? That's just dumb. We got a pitcher and a catcher who think it's okay to hurl a baseball at a guy because he wasn't acting right.
Spot on. That is a great point, especially when we're watching the Atlanta Braves who come out here with these dumb unwritten rules thinking to keep us in the game. Meanwhile, they are the number one offenders of hot-dogging prima donna ways, just like that Ronald Acuna who gets a ball in his feelings every single time he gets a little chinny-chin-chin music for Jose Urania. No further questions, Mean Gene. We're way over break.
You guys just go steal Joe Rosa's food?
Robbie said...
Robbie's mid-sandwich, so yes.
Robbie goes, hey, Leroy, did you break the seal? I didn't even have a chance to say, hey, that wasn't mine.
That's why I don't break the seal. I wait for someone else to break the seal first, and then I go. That's my number one fear.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? You put a bunch of sandwiches out in a radio station, they're going to get eaten.
If the seal wasn't broken, I wouldn't have touched it. But once it was open, it's fair game.
It is fair game. Just opens the floodgates. You get out there, and then that's that.
But what you got to do is take one in the middle. Don't go around the edges.
I literally took the one right next to you. The one you took, I took the one next to it. I didn't want to affect the rhythm.
It's like a Jenga tower. You don't want to take the wrong piece that just has everything topple over. We're going to talk to Ira Windeman in about 15 minutes. We'll get into some heat with him as the Heat beat the Washington Wizards yesterday. 134-129 in overtime. I'm walking around high and proud today for a couple of reasons. One, another iguana in the books. Caught him.
Did you have to chase him?
Chased him, hunted him down, used my skills stealthily, and I took him down.
Wait. No, you were sneaking up on a sleeping lizard.
Took him out. You guys can go see it. It's on Twitter.
No, you got video of you catching it?
Well, no, I didn't have a camera person this time. So I could only get it post-catch.
So you know what he did? He fell out of a tree. He said, ooh, let me go get some street cred.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Okay. It's hard out in these jungle streets. I knew you were going to take credit. Listen, no matter what I would have done, you would have tried to take credit for my iguana catch.
I didn't take any credit.
It's a TC. It's a TC, okay? You know what true that is? Catch. That's a true catch. Mm. True catch. So I got myself a true catch last night.
And I don't appreciate you sending me the picture of Chuck Norris.
Well, I just thought it was important to know that he's in town. So just in case let's just say in a scenario where Chuck Norris leaves the gun show, because I saw this on
without any guns, right?
I don't know.
Oh, I could take him.
I don't know. I don't want it to be a gun situation. I want it to be hand-to-hand combat or feet-to-feet.
Right.
But let's just say in the scenario, he leaves the gun show because he's doing a sign for Glock. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you guys are up in Whole Foods and he's just taking forever to order. I mean, just like get on with it, Chuck. Like, what are you ordering? You're 80 years old. Or what are you ordering? Tapioca? And then he goes, what'd you say, Sonny? And then I hear just some music.
So somebody at Whole Foods just has the music ready to go.
Yeah.
It's not like you should be getting your ass kicked.
Why?
Because you're the one, look, all your little, what are you doing there, old man? Like, yeah.
I wish Chuck Norris is at Radio Row next week. You think he's doing any reads for Glock at the Super Bowl, Robbie? That'd be kind of fun.
No.
Maybe reach out to his people. See if he's doing the rounds. Maybe he's staying in town.
Dude, if we get that email that Chuck Norris is available, we're replying so fast.
Oh, so fast.
Well, I'm going to come in with my little, what you call that thing?
I don't know. What do you call that thing?
My little karate suit.
Your gi?
Yeah.
You're gonna come in with a gi.
Yep.
And are you going to go, what are you going to do? With Chuck Norris, do you pose? Are you going to go quick punch? Would you go throat shot? Would you wait for him to throw the first shot?
I'm going
to
go 3 yards in a cloud of dust on his ass.
Oh, so you're going to truck him?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What is he going to do? He's 80.
Oh, so you're going to try and Khabib him. Like, you're just going to run him
over. No, try.
Try.
There ain't a kick in the world that an 80-year-old can make that could stop me from bum rushing.
Okay, but what if you bum rush him and he flying knees you like Masvidal?
It's coming slow.
No.
It ain't coming like Masvidal's knee.
I mean, it's not going to come like Masvidal. He's Masvidal's in his prime, but like Chuck Norris, he's still Chuck Norris.
Dude, he was Chuck Norris. Now he's just an old man that used to act.
Nah, dude, he's still got the beard. He's looking good. It's nice and finely colored.
Dude, he does commercials now. When have you known Chuck Norris not to do any physical activity? The only physical activity he did in his last commercial was sign a truck.
You don't think that you don't think that like Chuck Norris is on some TRT, like he's doing some rejuvenation supplements?
He's 80.
So?
Rejuvenation got him walking.
They're doing wonderful things with time these days, you know?
All right.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Just don't sleep, man.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a chance to win $1,000. We'll recap some of the heat with Ira Windemann coming up back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.